everybody. This is your girl Moosley, aka Griselda Blanco, aka Young Ma. And you tune into UJFM 95.4.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Malakapurum Mak. Koba appointed as interim Eskom board chair, and high oil prices and weaker rand behind predicted fuel price increase.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
For UJFM News on the UJFM Breakfast, good morning, I am Michelle Mokale. Government has started its process of appointing a reconfigured Eskom board, announcing Professor Malakapurum Makgoba as interim chairperson. Makgoba's appointment comes after Jabu Mabuse's resignation last week, in which he apologized for the power utility's inability to meet the commitment it made to President Cyril Ramaphosa in December to avoid load shedding during the holiday period. Makgoba joined Eskom's board as a non-executive director in 2018, and the Public Enterprises Department believes his appointment as interim chair is consistent with the government's commitment to good governance and the stability of the company. The department's Sam Mkokeli.
This is an urgent process, but the government wants to make sure that the legal and administrative processes are followed. And what President Ramaphosa announced last week is that the board will be reconfigured. The government has in mind people with the appropriate mix of experience.
The DA in the Western Cape says it wants an explanation for Prasa's war room collapse. The war room was launched by Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula last year. It was aimed at addressing passenger safety issues. The DA says the disbandment of the war room is a slap in the face of hundreds of thousands of residents left stranded by the passenger rail system. The party's Dylan Mitchell says that he will be writing to Mbalula as a matter of urgency, requesting that he appear before the standing committee.
It's an absolute insult to the people of the Western Cape that after only 6 months since its inception, the Prasa War Room is being disbanded and absorbed into Minister Mbalula's departmental administration without providing any answers for or solutions to the train crisis in our province.
Mbalula says that the war room was successful in energizing management and mobilizing human resources, and added that its work helped authorities understand the extent of the challenges. And finally, motorists across the country can prepare for an uptick in fuel prices. Expect those using 95 octane petrol. The Automobile Association expects the prices of 93 octane petrol